November 20th. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. In his magnificent book, A Touch of Wonder, my friend Arthur Gordon reports a conversation with a fellow hunter at the close of a long day outdoors, watching some Canada geese pass across the setting sun and seeing them reflected in burnished water. Arthur remarked, "Makes you grateful just to be alive."
"Grateful to whom?"
the friend replied. One of the plagues of atheism is not having an ultimate source to thank for the gift of life. But even believers and oft-blessed beneficiaries of God's unceasing goodness are sometimes forgetful when it comes to expressing gratitude. One of the most pathetic examples of ingratitude appears in St. Luke's description of Christ healing the 10 lepers, Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. "Only one turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks." Be very sensitive to your benefactors, no matter how small their gifts in your behalf. Don't let any kindness go unappreciated. Respond immediately and with full praise for another's thoughtfulness. Likewise, don't let a day go by without expressing gratitude to your Heavenly Father, who has poured out priceless and countless gifts upon you. Thank you, Lord, for today and all the blessings of living.